The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. We see here in a real clear distinction that Jesus is not sent to the world as one man medical missionary. He's not there to simply go around from town to town and heal people of all their physical ailments. Jesus is sent to Israel to reclaim for Israel their vocation to be light to the nations, their vocation to be the vehicle through which God reclaims his entire world. And so he's focused on that. He's focused on Israel, and this woman is not an Israelite. So he can brush her off. He's not sent to her. Except for the fact that she is not really willing to wait. Okay, like we are ourselves mostly, not me, as you know, I'm Jewish, but we are mostly, I know I have to make that distinction every time, but we are mostly Gentiles, right? So you guys are like that woman, you know, I'm not like that one, but okay, you guys are dogs, all right? So we're like this. Well, she kind of represents us, but we're all included because we've already had the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And as Jesus is like gearing up for the passion, you know, he and his disciples don't seem to be ready for the passion. This woman is ready already for Easter. You know, like, I'm just going to skip all that stuff, and here's Easter, so give me my daughter back, right? So I think there's something here about the a good part of impatience in prayer, especially like to some extent an impatience on realizing the kingdom of God in prayer and beseeching Jesus for such. So just as this woman comes before Jesus, begs him that this new world that is going to be breaking in, that it break in now, so to us, we await. We're people in the middle. Right, we've been claimed by Christ. We allow God to rule in us. We allow God to rule through us. But we realize that the world is not there yet. The full implementation of God's kingdom has not yet happened. But we beg God for it. We beg God for the full implementation of his kingdom, especially in the particular mission that God has given us, the particular way that God has given us to bring heaven to earth. We come before him and beg him for what we need. We come before him and beg him for what he wants to do in us and what he wants to do through us. We beg him that he, again, bring his love to life in the world so as to build up his kingdom and achieve firmly and finally his rule of love. We do it, but we do it each in our own specific way. You know, we have these general intercessions. To God the Father Almighty, dear brothers and sisters, may every prayer of a heart be directed, right? They're general because each and every one of us, like our prayers can fit into those general intercessions. They're not so specific that some of us are like, well, I don't know about that particular intercession. No, like they're general enough that we can fit ourselves and our needs, the needs of the kingdom, in our specific way into those general intercessions so that we can pray as God's gathered people for the coming of his kingdom, that work that we're all, that we all take up our share in this day and all our days as we follow Jesus faithfully.